so today we're going to learn about the topic of covering the challahs. Okay, last week we learned the Gemara Maseches Shabbos about Lecha Mishnah. Right? If you remember, we said that Lecha Mishnah was a zecher for the man. And we mentioned that in Yiddishkeit, there's no such thing as, you know, just like putting a picture on the wall and like looking at it and say, oh, I'll remember what happened back then. Right? We have to do, we're into action, we have to do something. So that we had a machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas between Rashi and the Rashba over there in the Gemara. What are you supposed to do with the Lecha Mishnah in order to make it Zeicher Laman? Do you make a bracha on 2 loaves of bread? Do you lift 2 loaves of bread? Do you cut 2 loaves of bread? Right? And then we discussed the different ways of cutting, etc. Okay. Today, we're going to move on to a somewhat related topic, and that is covering the challahs, which most people, everyone knows you got to cover the challahs, right? That's one of the most widespread practices in Judaism. We'll see if that's really true, and there's such a source to such a practice. Okay, that'll be the first step. For the custom that we do have to cover the challahs, we're going to discuss what the reason is. Most people, if you ask them off the bat, why do you cover the challahs? They say, oh yeah, Zeicher Laman. Right? That's the first thing that most people say, and we're going to see that that shouldn't be the first thing you say. Maybe the third or the fourth, but not the first. Okay? So here we go. Here we see a Gemara, Maseches Pesachim, and Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Okay? The Gemara says on the third line, on the second line, sorry, Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikla LeBei Reish Galusa. Rabba went to visit the Reish Galusa. Aisu Taka Kameh. They brought a table in front of him. This was on Shabbos. And Pares Mapa, he took a tablecloth and put it over the table, the Kiddush, and then he made Kiddush. Okay? Tanya Mihachi, here's a support from a Braisa. Shein Mevin Es HaShulchan. You're not supposed to bring the table out. Ella Im Kein Kiddush, unless you already made Kiddush. Vimhevi, and if you made a mistake, and you brought the table out before you made Kiddush, then Paris Mapel Mekadesh, you should cover the table, and then go make your Kiddush. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Meaning that, if we bring it into our own world for a minute, we're going to see why this is not exactly what the Gemara means, but if we just try to picture it, and nowadays, it would mean like you'd come home, you'd sit down in the living room, in the dining room, sorry, on a chair, no tables, no plates, no glasses, just sit there, make Kiddush, and then bring the table in from the kitchen, I guess, from somewhere else, right? And the Gemara is saying that if you didn't do that, but the table was there already, or they brought the table before by accident, so then you got to cover over the table, and then you got to go ahead and make a Kiddush. Fascinating. Now, what in the world is the Gemara talking about? What is the scenario where this occurred? So Rashi says on the left hand side by the small lines, the first of the small lines, Ikla Labeirish Galusa. V'hayu Mesubin Al Shulchan, we're on the upper left hand side, Be'er Shabbos, V'kiddush Aleim Hayom, Paris Mapa U'Mekadesh. Okay, what are we talking about here? They were in the middle of a meal. They were sitting on a Friday. He went there on a Friday afternoon. Okay, let's get the history of the story here, right? They were sitting and eating at the table. And all of a sudden, they looked out the window and they said, oh, it's getting dark outside. So we have to go ahead and make Kiddush. You're not allowed to continue eating once Shabbos comes without making Kiddush. Okay? So what did they do? All the food, the chicken and the rice, everything's on the table. So they covered over the table, and they made Kiddush, and then took off the veil and continued the meal. Okay, that is what happened. This story, where we see this idea of covering over the food, covering the challahs, says Rashi, happened while they were in the middle of a meal. Now some people are familiar with this, right? Sometimes this comes up on when Purim falls out on a Friday. Right, and Purim falls out on a Friday, so some people, what they do is they start their meal, and they say the Paris Mapa, that's what they call it, that they, in the middle of their meal, the Purim meal, they'll cover the table, and they'll make Kiddush, and then they'll take it off, and voila, they go into their Shabbos meal, okay? That is, it's valid to do such a thing. to start your meal early, make it your Friday meal, then in the middle of the meal, cover over, make Kiddush, and take it off. And Rashi says that is what happened over here in the story. Okay. Which means something very fascinating. And this is pointed out by the Tosos Rid. The Tosos Rid says, according to this, let's say on a regular Friday night, you get to your host or your own home, whatever it is, and you're about to make Kiddush. Is there any reason to cover over the challahs? Yes. According to this Gemara? No. Absolutely not. The only reason they did this over here was because, I'll make it a little easier to hear. They were eating Friday afternoon. What do you eat on Friday afternoon? Pizza. Pizza and falafel with french fries. And ketchup. Okay, anything else?
Coke.
So that's what you're eating, okay? And now it's Shabbos. Oh, it's dark outside. We have to make a Shabbos meal, right? So what do you got to do? You make Kiddush. You can't make Kiddush with the food all out there. So you cover it all over. Ah, there's nothing here anymore. You make Kiddush. And then you bring out the chicken and the rice and you make it the next meal, right? That is what you do to differentiate between the weekday meal and the Shabbos meal. You cover the thing over, you make your Kiddush, and you go. But on a regular Friday night, like we've all experienced, right? There'd be no reason to cover your challahs. What are you covering your challahs for? Why do you cover your challahs? Not in the middle of the year. There's no food on the table, right? With a bunch of challahs. The challahs are the Shabbos challahs. They smell. Shabbos, it smells all Shabbos over here. Why in the world would I cover my challahs? According to this Gemara, we have another source from somewhere else. But according to this Gemara, there'd be no reason to cover the challahs. And the Eri writes the same thing. He says, the Iker Perish in the Sugya is like this, this Perish of Rashi. And then he says, the Eri says, that which we cover the challahs nowadays has no source in Halacha. That's what he writes. And believe it or not, guys, if you open up the Rambam, you will not find anywhere in the Rambam that the Rambam says that on a regular Friday night when you sit down at your meal, you should cover your challahs. The Rambam only mentions the halacha of covering the challahs in Perek Chav Tes Halacha Yud Beis, where the Rambam discusses this case when you're already in the middle of a meal. You already started a meal on Friday afternoon. You're wearing your weekday clothing. You're all weekday-ish, right? And comes along the night and it gets dark. So it's Shabbos. You got to make your Kiddush. So then you cover it over. But the Eri and the Rambam and the Tosfos Rid and the Rashi, the implication is that there would be no inyan at all to buy a challah cover on a regular Friday night. Yes?
But L'chaira is saying that Kiddush is about distinguishing, so what could you say? It's just you want to show that you're Mekadoshim the Yayin and that's it?
And therefore what?
Therefore you cover the Chalas. So you distinguish that you're not Mekadoshim the Chalas, you're just Mekadoshim the Yayin.
So you make up a new reason.
Yeah.
This Gemara is the source for covering your table, covering your challahs. Okay? This Gemara, yeah, we can make up new reasons, and we might make up some new reasons, right? But according to this Gemara, if you learn the Gemara like Rashi, so the whole story of this Gemara was when you were ready in the middle of a meal, and you want to like cover it over and start again. But otherwise, if you're starting fresh, there'll be no reason to cover the challahs. Yeah.
In the Tanya Nami Haki seems to be talking about a case where you don't already have, like you're starting a regular Friday night meal, you don't have any food out. So then why would you be able to bring the food out if you don't have to distinguish anyway?
Yes, one more time.
In the Tanya Nami Haki, seems to be talking, not like when you're going weekday into Shabbos, that seems to just be talking about a regular Shabbos meal. So why does it say don't bring out the table? It doesn't make a difference, you're not separating between anything. You should be able to bring it out anyway.
You're being a proof from there.
Yeah.
Can I think about that? Good question. Okay, so this is how Rashi, Tosfos Rid, Meiri, the Rambam seems to learn that there's no reason to cover the challahs on a regular Friday night. However, Tosfos disagrees. Okay, if you take a look on the right hand side, Tosfos, and he makes his way to point out that he disagrees, Ikla Pires Mape Vekidesh. You see that? The word Ikla? Ikla. Okay? Ikla Pires Mape Vekidesh. Says Tosfos, Behat Chala Seuda Ari, when we're starting a meal, Kedepirish Rashbam, like Rashbam explains. Okay, it's Machlokas, the Rashbam and Rashi. And Tosfos takes the side of the Rashbam that the Gemara is talking about at the beginning of a meal. A beginning of a meal. Meaning, at the beginning of a meal, you haven't eaten anything, you're starving. You're supposed to cover your table and then go ahead and make Kiddush. Okay. Why? Why would you do that? And that's obviously our custom. Why would you go ahead and do it? But it's important to realize the background, right? It's fascinating. According to Rashi and the Rambam and the Meir, there's no... It doesn't sound like the Rambam had a challah cover at his table. That's a fascinating thing about that for a minute. Like, what do you mean? Everyone knows you got to cover the chalas. Right? The question is, do you use a leather chalas cover or do you use a suede? That's the only question. We don't know what type of chalas cover, but if everyone had a chalas cover, it sounds like they didn't have one. Okay? But Tosfos says no. The Iker perish in the sugya is that we're talking about a beginning of a meal. Beginning of a meal, you got to cover your chalas. Okay? The question is now why? Yeah.
Does the
Meir
say that it's a minog
shtus? No, he says ain shoresh. Says ain shoresh leminog behalacha.
Okay, so maybe he didn't have a halakha cover.
Yeah, he says that people do it. He says there's no basis in halacha. You're right. The Meir might have had. Could be. He knew about it. That was clear.
He didn't know about the Rashbam.
He's taking the parish of the Rambam. But he goes the Meir and the Rambam usually go together. Yeah. I don't know if they had. Okay, let's move on now. So why would we go ahead and why would we cover? So now, let's move to the next Tosos, two more later. Dimas l'sh'ein. She'im avinas ha'shulchan elim kin kidesh. Okay? You're not supposed to bring the table out unless you already made kiddush. So asks Tosos a very fascinating question. He says, what are you talking about? There's another famous custom that we all know and have, and that is Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem. We sing Shalom Aleichem. Why do we do that? It's based on a Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Lamed Beis. But the Gemara says that every person, when he comes home from shul, he has a good angel and a bad angel on the side of him, walking, escorting him home. And when they come home to the table, the house, and they see the table set and the candles lit, so the good angel forces the bad angel to give a bracha. They should have another Shabbos like this, and says Amen. So we come and we greet these angels. Right? Okay, so ask Tosfos the question as follows. He says, V'hada amr b'chol kisvei, that which we say in Perek kol kisvei, matzah shulchan aruch, malach tov omer, if you find the table all set, so the good angel goes ahead and gives a bracha that you should have another Shabbos like this, and the bad angel has to say, Amen, lo kasha, that seems to be difficult, because here this Gemara says that you're not supposed to bring the table out until after you make Kiddush. Hello? What are you talking about? Don't we have another Gemara that says that the table's all supposed to be set, that it's supposed to be ready? So what do you mean you don't bring it out later on? How do you reconcile these two Gemaras? This Gemara says don't bring the table out till later. Another Gemara says that when you get home from shul, everything's supposed to be set beautifully. How do you reconcile that stira? Answers Tosfos, lo kasha, de aruchu b'makom acher. The table is set in the kitchen. It's set somewhere else. Don't bring it out to the place where you're going to eat. Meaning, when you get home from shul, you knock on the door, you open the door, good Shabbos everyone. You look to the left, you see in the kitchen, ooh, I see that table over there. Then I walk over there into the dining room, I sit down, I make my kiddush, and then you schlep the table out afterwards. That's what Tosfos says. Okay. But, sounds quite simple, but wait till you hear what's going on over here, okay? Says Tosfos, Ach ein mavino solo makom suuda. Don't bring your table to the place where you're going to eat ad acher kiddush, until after kiddush. Now comes Tosfos. Underline this stark, okay? Says Tosfos. Va'achshav. But nowadays, shulchanu shalanu, our tables are shehem gedolim, are too big. In the olden days, the way they used to eat, who told me that? Oh, I think Mikey Hizami told me he did this Pesach. In the olden days, the way that they would eat is that everyone would have their own little couch and with a little table next to them. And they'd lie down and recline on their couches and they'd eat off their little table. That's the way it was. Everyone had their own little tables. So it makes sense that you go ahead and everyone bring a table into their place where they're eating. That's what they would do. But nowadays, where we're all fancy and schmancy and have nice, big, long dining room tables, you can't schlep the dining room table in from the kitchen or from the other room. It's impossible. Right? So it says Tosfos that Asha Shulchan Shalanu, our tables, Shehem Gadol, which are huge, Yosemidai, way too big. Vikasha, it's difficult laviyam acher kiddush. It's difficult to bring it after kiddush. Shalol ahastik kol kach. It would cause a tremendous interruption between our kiddush and our eating, which you're not allowed to do. Bein kiddush l'seuda, between the kiddush and the eating. Anu regilim lifros mapul kaddish. We have a custom, a new custom, says Tosfos. Not a custom that fits with the historical customs of the Jewish people. Because in the olden days, they would schlep their tables in after kiddush. Nowadays, because our tables are too big, says Tosfos, we cover the table. Lifos mapa ulakash, and then we make kiddush. Ve'atam mefurish b'shultos. Now, what's the deal with this custom? Why is it that we go ahead and we bring the tables in afterwards? What was the idea that we don't want the table here? Big deal. Let the table be here. Even the small tables, let them be here. What's the deal? Why do we want it out of here so badly? Says Tosfos from the Shultos, Rav Chai Gaon, Ki heichi detesi su'udasa biyakur deshapsa. So that the meal should come showing the beauty and the honor of Shabbos. Meaning, what happens? You go ahead and you make Kiddush. Right? You make Kiddush. You say, today is a special day. And then all of a sudden, beautiful breads start coming out. Whoa. Why are you bringing out these breads? Obviously, because it's for the Shabbos meal that you just declared. Right? If there's something sitting on your table, just sitting there, some bread, some chicken, things like that, I don't know. For Friday, for Tuesday, for Monday, leftovers from the week, I don't know what that is. But now that everything's clean, and I go ahead and I make a Kiddush, and then I bring out the food, it's obvious that all the food that I'm bringing out is special for Shabbos. And that is an honor for Shabbos. So for that purpose, we cover the challahs, because we don't want it here. We don't want the challahs here now. Then all of a sudden you make Kiddush, and voila! Look what we have for Shabbos. Pshhh, unbelievable. All this is being brought for Shabbos. For the honor of Shabbos. Yes?
Then shouldn't we have the challahs in a separate room?
Oh, you're gorgeous. Beautiful. Gevaldik. All right, here we go. Ready? Slow down. Almost there. Ready? Beautiful. Okay, so that's what Tosa says. The tables came out later. The whole production came out later in order to show that it's all for the Shabbos. The Mordechai points out, according to this, for example, that there is no reason to cover your challah Shabbos day. Because once Friday night you declared, today is for Shabbos. So then you bring out the challah, then you bring out the chicken, then you bring out the yoilis later on that Friday night, right? Everything that you keep on bringing, the whole Shabbos, is all for Shabbos. That was enough with your Kiddush Friday night when you declared that it's Shabbos now and everything that's about to come is for Shabbos. Mordechai says, no, Shabbos is what you need to do it for. You already declared that everything's coming for. It's only Friday night. You don't want anything on the table before that you might think is for Tuesday or for Wednesday or leftovers or Friday. You want to show that everything's for Shabbos. But once you do it Friday night, there's no reason to do it again. Unbelievable. Allah l'maisa, that's what Mordechai says. The Magen Avraham says, this is something I'm going to try to now drive home a little bit. This is fascinating. Okay? When we cover our challahs, right? Mm-hmm. When do you take off the challah cover?
Right before you make the bracha.
What have you guys seen done?
Before Hamotzi.
I always thought, I never saw my life before Hamotzi. The only time it was before Hamotzi was my kid like pulled it off and ran away with it. I'm saying, but otherwise, I thought that you're supposed to have it covered until after Hamotzi. You pick the challahs up during your Hamotzi and then you take it off afterwards, right? And that's what I always thought. Maybe no one ever paid attention to it, but that's what I always thought. Says the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish on Aleph, Sifkan Zayin, he says, no, according to this reason, the second Kiddush is over, you take off the challah covers. Maybe Dafki you should do that. Don't leave it on for your bracha of Hamotzi. You should take it off right away. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Okay. Now let's move on to Ori's point. Again, the reason that we cover the challahs is because we don't want anything to be here. We really want to bring the whole table in afterwards. But we can't, so we cover it over for now, almost like a curtain to make it disappear. So it says, Ori, I don't get this whole thing. I don't get this whole thing, Ori says. I don't know what Tosa is talking about, the big tables and the small tables. Who cares about the table? Just bring the challah out afterwards. Leave the table where it's supposed to be. And bring the challah in after Kiddush. Right? That's what he says. I know the table's too big, but who cares about the table? We just care about the challah. Bring it afterwards. V'kach kasav hagra. The Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, we quoted him last week. Remember we spoke about how the Vilna Gaon said to cut both challahs? The Vilna Gaon says that that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to bring the challahs out after the meal. Remember I spoke to you last week how I spent that Shabbos by Vilson's house and he asked me all these things. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? So one of the things he asked me is, what did I just do? I said, I don't know. What did you just do? So did you realize that the challahs weren't there at the table? I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to say anything. I thought maybe your wife forgot to bring it out. You know? And he said, no, I definitely didn't bring it in. Because I hold like the Vilna Gaon and I didn't bring the challahs out because ki heichi detesi b'yakud de shabsa. We bring the challahs out afterwards. And that is the people who hold like the Vilna Gaon, like you said, the Zilbermans. Trust me, go to a table, Shabbos table in the Old City, you will not see challahs on the table during Kiddush. They come out afterwards, and there are no challah covers. Okay? Bring it out afterwards. So, always pointing out though, but Tosas is not like that. Tosas is against this Vilna Gaon, because the Tosas did not say that, right? Tosas said that now we have to bring out the table beforehand, we have to cover. Why didn't Tosas just say, forget the table, bring the challahs out later? So it's clear that Tosas holds it something very interesting, that there's an inyan of having your table set. There's something called, like we saw by the Malachim, right? The Malachim come home, they see that your table is set, it's ready to eat. Ready to eat means that the challahs have to be on the table already. It looks ready, there's a table that's ready to be eaten with. So because of that halacha of Kavod Shabbos, when you walk into your house and everything is set, the challahs have to be on the table. The Vilna Gaon didn't hold like that. The Vilna Gaon held that you don't need the challahs to be on the table to be yotze that halacha. But the Tosos disagree. Tosos held that there's a halacha that you need to have your table set. Table set doesn't mean with the two forks, one for fish, one for bread. It meant you have the challah on the table. You're ready to eat. It's set to be eaten. And therefore, Tosos held that it had to be there already when you get home. What do? You have to cover it in order to make it go away. Fascinating halacha then, according to Tosos, would come out that let's say you want to have nice hot challahs. Right? So what do people do? They leave it on the hot plate or they leave it in the oven, right? And they'll bring it out when everyone's ready. It has to be out when you come home from shul. Because the whole idea is when you come home from shul with the angels, they're going to see the table set. What does the word table set mean? It means set with the challahs on there. So they would have to be out already then. Okay, that comes out according to Tosos. The Vilna Gaon does not learn like Tosos. The Vilna Gaon learns like you, Ari, that it's just about the challahs, bring it out afterwards. V'kach nagu, many people, that they bring the challahs out afterwards, dafka, after the Kiddush, they'll bring it out. Kihechi tesi b'yakra, d'shap, so we said according to the Magen Avraham. According to the Mordechai, you would not have to cover the challahs Shabbos day, only Friday night. And according to the Magen Avraham, you do not have to cover the challahs while you're making the hamotzi. You just go ahead and cover it just during the Kiddush. Okay, that's what that he says. Talk about the machlokas, Magen Avraham, and the Gra. Okay, we'll take questions afterwards because I want to try to get to the other opinions. Then Tosos continues, and Tosos says, "V'yesh mefaresh." There are those who explain zecher leman, that the reason we cover the challahs are because a remembrance for the man. Shalohaya yore b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim, because there was no man on Shabbos and Yontif. V'haya tal milamala, the man was covered with dew on top, ulamata, and underneath. V'haman b'tayim, the man was in the middle. And therefore we also cover the challahs with a cover, zecher, for the man. Now, the Marsha points out in the back of this Gemara that this is only explains why we do it nowadays. But it doesn't explain the Gemara, which says that they brought the tables out afterwards. Because again, the Gemara said they brought the tables out afterwards, they brought the food out afterwards. There were no challah covers then. They just brought the whole thing out afterwards. Right? Like the Shiltas explained, because you want to show that it's all for Shabbos. We have this custom of covering. Why in the world are we doing it? So, some people say it's for the Zecher, for the Man. By the way, side point. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, and Ramah brings down a custom that some of you are machmir for this. Even though you don't realize. By the way, Meiron, my kids mentioned that we owe you one of these. But there's a minag, the Marma says, to have pashtida on Friday night. Pashtida is like a deli roll or a meat roll. A meat stuffed with dough around it. It's a minag. It's in Shulchan Aruch. That's it, guys. You have to be machmir. It's Shulchan Aruch. Halacha. Yeah, no. So it's brought down that it has such a thing. Why? Zecher l'man. Because the man was something that was covered, enveloped, so people would eat it on Shabbos. Okay, so next time you have, you can have kavana. You're not just doing it because you want to enjoy it, but you're doing it for the Zecher l'man. So the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha asked the following question. The Avud Yoram asked the same type of a question. He says, the exact opposite! And everyone, again, this is the answer. Yes, my three-year-old. Why do we cover the challahs? It's the man. Says the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, he says, what are you talking about? Just the opposite. There was no man on Shabbos and Yantiv. So you dafka should not cover your challahs on Friday. You should cover your challahs now. You're going to go downstairs. It might be bread. Cover them. Zeichel leman. What's this deal? Asked the Bir Halacha. The ma ra'u lasos b'Shabbos zikara leman shelo yared bo klal. It didn't come down. So the Prima Gadim I think the way I understood the Prima Gadim in Mishpatel Zav, if you want to look this up, in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkan Yudeis, it sounds from what he's saying over there is that we specifically cover it because then it's not there. You're showing there was no man on Shabbos. You're covering to show there was no man. Okay, it doesn't sound like that from Tosos. That's what Tosos means. There's another lashon of the Meiri that sounds that you could get out of it in some way. I guess the answer is, you know, it's a little difficult. Everyone says Eichel Man, you don't think. What does that mean? What do you mean? There was no man. The idea is that it fell on Friday, right? Why? For a kavod for Shabbos. The reason we had double on Friday is for a kavod for Shabbos. So we remember the man, which there was a miracle with the man special for Shabbos. We remember that on Shabbos. That's the push-up shot of why we do it. But it needs a little bit of an explanation. Fine. Says the Prima Gadim that according to this reason that we covered Zeicha Laman, when do you have to have it covered? During the Kiddush, during the Hamotzi? He says no. He says it's enough. Vaday dai b'shah mu'etis mechusa. It's enough to cover just for a little bit of time. V'acharkach megaleon, take it right off. The gamatam zeicha leman, even according to this reason, rashai legalot miyad, you could reveal them right away. Achar bori pri agafen, sounds like even in the middle of Kiddush, after your bori pri agafen, just take it right off. You don't have to keep it all the time. It's a little bit, okay. Remember the man, it's enough. Doesn't have to be at the time of the hamotzi, okay. But the Mishabrura brings down, here comes a very important halacha, which some of you might have seen, not have noticed what was going on, or it might have been machmir for not knowing why. And that is as follows. Mishabrura says, though, that after he brings his Prima Gadim, he says that it's mashma. Mashma, you have to always know, when something is mashma means, it's not explicit. Okay, it's a very important word in Gemara, in Tosvos, in the Achronim, who are Meduyak in their Lashonos, in the way they speak. The word mashma, it seems, but it's not explicit. He says, it's mashman the chay adam, that according to the Zeichel Aman reason, you should have it covered during Hamotzi. Now, if you take a look at the chay adam, this is a big question in Mishabura that I have. I've seen others ask it, Baruch Hashem, that the Mishabura explicitly, the chay adam, I'm sorry, explicitly, klal hei se'if zayin, says specifically that you don't need to keep it covered during Hamotzi, only after Kiddush. Once Kiddush is over, you can take it off. Now, there is a place where the Chai Adam sounds like to have it covered during Hamotzi, but if you look very closely over there, it sounds over there that it was talking about a case that you didn't cover it during Kiddush. I mean, you didn't cover it during Kiddush, so now you have to cover it a little bit. At some points, now cover it during the Hamotzi. But if you had it covered during Kiddush, you don't have to cover it later on during the Hamotzi. And there's a Shiras Tshuva Sefer called the Az Nidbaru. He points this out as well in the Chai Adam, and he says, for example, and here comes a case that we're all very familiar with. Let's say you made Kiddush and you ate Ragalach after your Kiddush, right? After davening, you went to a Kiddush and you had Ragalach. You had some challah, whatever it was. You didn't wash yet. You're not up to that. So you didn't cover your Ragalach. Has anyone here ever seen anyone cover their Ragalach?
Not
yet. Sandals. Yeah? You've seen it?
I don't see how
that. Okay, we're going to get there. Is actually, there are people who do that. We're going to see if that's correct in a minute. Okay? But most of you have never ever seen, well actually all of you have never seen it, you just heard about it. No one has ever seen anyone cover their Ragalach. You see? Okay, it's rare that people go and they cover their Ragalach. They cover their cakes. Right? You don't do that. So you made your Kiddush, you had your Ragalach, now you're going to go home and you're going to make Hamotzi. You're not going to make Kiddush again, perhaps. We'll see that also later on. So now, in that case, the Chai Adam said, we'll cover your Chalas, because you have to have a covering of the Chalas at some point. So if you didn't cover it during your Kiddush, either because you forgot, or because you made Kiddush earlier, before, on Ragalach, whatever it was, so now go ahead and cover your Chalas, Zeich of the month. But do you have to have them covered during the bracha? The pashup shot is of the hamotzi. The pashup shot is no. You do not have to go ahead and do that. And it's unclear exactly where the mishabur sword in the chay adam that you have to. Okay. Now comes another explanation. Okay, and listen good. This is the one that I'm sure you've heard of. This is from a Yerushalmi. It's not in the Bavli. It's not in Rashi. It's not in the Rashbam. It's not in Tosos. It's not in the Rambam, Meiri, Rash, Rash. It's not here. It's in a Yerushalmi. The Rush actually quotes to Yerushalmi. Sorry. The Rush quotes to Yerushalmi in Simen Gimel. I'm not going to put the papers on the phone. So the Yerushalmi says, that the reason that we cover the challahs, okay, the Karban Asanal points out at the bottom of the Rush in Ari Pesachim that we don't even find this in our Yerushalmi. This must be in a version of Yerushalmi that we don't have. Okay? The reason we do it is Shelo Yira Hapas Boshto, that the bread should not be embarrassed. Everyone hear this?
Yeah.
They don't embarrass the bread, right? That's the answer everyone thought of. Of course, that's the reason, right? That's the reason. It's not in the Bavli. According to the Bavli, Pashut Prat, according to Rashi, Rambam, Tosas, Rid, Meiri, there's no reason to cover your challahs ever when you start your meal, only if you're in the middle of the meal. According to the Tosos and the Shiltas of Rechai Gon, it's because you want to bring the food out after the Kiddush, right? Because of Yakur Deshabsa. According to the other opinion Tosos, it's the Man. There's a Yerushalmi, which we don't have, that says you don't want to embarrass the bread. Okay? Now the question is, like, what? Like, you don't embarrass the bread? What, the bread's going to cry? There's a famous story about the Chavetz Chaim. You know about the story with the Chavetz Chaim, where the Chavetz Chaim was at a table with another person, and the person like got all upset about the kachal's not being covered or something like that, and he like yelled at his wife, and he said, "I don't get it. You don't care about the busha of your wife, that you embarrass your wife in front of me, the Chavetz Chaim. You care about the bread. The whole point of the bread was not to embarrass the bread. Like your values are a little off. You're so machpid on the not embarrassing the bread, and you care less about embarrassing your wife." Okay, but that's the Yerushalmi says, Shelo Yira Hapas Boshto. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean? So if you take a look in the sources, what it really means is that the halacha is explicit. The halacha is that if you have bread, right now, let's say you had bread and you had wine. So the halacha is, you want to have both. Yeah. What bracha do you make first? You make the bread first. Amotzi first, right? Let's say you have ragulach and wine. What's first? The ragulach also. Zonos. But yeah, no, listen, yeah, without hamotzi, right? The motzi comes before the wine. The motzi comes before the wine. Okay? So the busha is that over here I'm going ahead and I'm doing the wine before the hamotzi. But hold on a second, one second. So if that's not the right thing, if you're supposed to make the hamotzi first, so do it. Why are we making the kiddush first? Because there's another halacha that says that you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. Right? So out of default, I have to make my Kiddush first. So that's why it's not that it's usur here to make the Kiddush first. It's just a busha to the bread. Because normally on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we always go with the bread first. And since today we're not, because we're going ahead and making the Kiddush first, so therefore, it's like a busha to the pas. The Taz says, what's the busha? The busha is that you're not either allowed to make Kiddush on bread. Okay, there's a discussion. You let him make kiddush on bread. Let's say you don't have wine. Do you make your kiddush on the bread? Okay? So some paintings told you're not allowed to. Maybe that's the opinion of the Yerushalmi. So the fact that you're not allowed to, that's like a busha to the bread. They didn't give the bread the chashivas of allowing you to make a kiddush on it. Or that even if you are allowed, you're supposed to make kiddush on wine if you haven't. So whatever it is, we didn't prefer the bread over here. So there's a certain level of bosha, so therefore we cover it for it not to be here. Now, according to this reason, when do you take the challah cover off? After Kiddush, of course. After you've done the Kiddush, why in the world would you cover it during the challah? You know, cumbersome it is to lift the challahs and the cover. It's a little confusing. It's much easier not to have it there. According to this reason also, take it off, right? There's no reason to have it on during the Birchat HaMotzi. So now comes the opinion that you saw, you heard about, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun Hey, Sif Katan Hey, this is brought in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos as well. He writes that on Shabbos morning, if you're making Kiddush, and then after you're going to have Mizonos, you're going to have Riragalach, so you have to cover the Ragalach. Why? Because Bori Mim and Mizonos also comes before your Bori Priyagafen. The whole reason that we're covering because you should have made the bracha on the bread first, so you also should have made a bracha on mizonos first. So you should cover your cakes and your mizonos. You don't have to cover the peanuts, but you cover all the other things that are on the table that should have come before the Bari Priya Gafen. Okay, the only thing is that according to the explanation we just gave, this doesn't make sense. Because what do we say? It's not an embarrassment. We have to make Kiddush now. You're not allowed. It's not that I picked you over the, I like you wine over bread. No, I had to do it. I had to. Because the rabbi said, I'm not allowed to eat before my Kiddush. I have to do it. So don't be embarrassed. Get over it, bread. Bragalach. Get over it, right? No, so we said the reason that we're saying this is because the Chazal didn't pick that you could go out and make your Kiddush on your bread. Now, there was never a Havamim that you can make your Kiddush on your Bragalach. So if that's the reason, that's the boshes, that they didn't pick me to make my Kiddush on me, the Mizon, the Hamotzi, so then there'd be no reason to cover your Ragalach. Because the Ragalach, again, it's not just that they came before you in the Pasuk, and that's why you have to make the Bracha first, you should have done it, but rather it's that you picked the wine to make Kiddush with over, so that only applies by the bread. It doesn't apply by the Ragalach, and therefore...
Why not?
Because there was never the whole sugya in the Gemara was by the two main staples, and that was the bread and the wine. It was never entered even into the discussion. So therefore, if those are the two things, so that's the only possibility where there's a bosh, the only opportunity to do it. And then the general minhag is not to cover the Kitzur Shulchanar mentioned this, and Shimon Shalach Chacham passing this way. But according to all the sources, the Chora, it wouldn't apply that you have to cover your Ragalach again, because the Ragalach, there was never even a Havamim meaning that you should be able to make Kiddush on Ragalach, right? If you don't have bread, you don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush on your Ragalach. It's not an option. So therefore, it's no boshes to the Ragalach that I make Kiddush on the wine instead of it, as opposed to that existed by the wine, by the Hamotzi, and therefore, it wouldn't have that din. Yes.
Right.
Later on. Yeah.
Isn't there an element of, if you have, you're supposed to make Hamotzi before a gafet.
Right.
So isn't it a bit like, when you put your shalyad tefillin on the left side of your tefillin bag, so when you open on the right side of your tefillin bag, so when you open the zip, you're not going over the
sharosh
because you have
mitzvah
in front of you. Is there like an element of not being over?
No, because here we could simply just put, let's see, what I do is I put my kiddush on the side of the challah, for example.
Nice.
So it's never really in my way. It's not like I'm passing over for it. You're right, if it would be in front of me and I'd be like leaning over, maybe something like that. That'd be a good art. But here, simply we can avoid that. So okay, so we have only 2 minutes left. Okay, so that is the opinion of the Yushalmi. Okay, there is another sheet of Rabbeinu Avram in the Mordechai and the Maram Chalava. That's not so important for us right now. The three major sheetas, just to review over here. One is Stam. The Gemara says it's supposed to cover the Chalas. That, according to Rashi, and the Meiri says it's the Ikra Shita. That was talking about a case where you're already in the middle of a weekday meal. Otherwise, we don't see a source in the Gemara that you have to cover your challahs at the beginning of a meal. Okay? And that's what he said, the Meiri points out. There's no shoresh in halacha to this custom that we cover the challahs at the beginning of our meal. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says it's at the beginning of the meal. Says Tosfos, and what's the deal? The deal is, like we see in the Gemara, that the old custom was you bring out the table with your food after Kiddush. Because, Kiechi did tasty biyakur de shab, so we wanted to come for the kavod of Shabbos. So therefore, Tosfos says, for that reason, we cover the challahs, because our tables are too big, we can't bring them out. So therefore, we go ahead and we cover it to make it not here, and then voila, it comes after the Kiddush, we uncover it to show that, wow, look at these beautiful things that came for Shabbos Kodesh. Right? That's what we're supposed to do. Pointed out, the Vilna Gaon had a different custom, and some people have this custom today, that they bring the challahs alone after the Kiddush, to try to be mekayim the din of the Gemara. We spoke about why Tosfos didn't hold like that, because we have the issue of the Gemara with the Malachim, that the angels want to come, they want to see a table set. Table set means that the challahs are on the table. Another, according to that explanation, we said there is no reason to cover your challahs Shabbos day, that's what the Mordechai said, and also, you know, no reason to cover it during the bracha of the Motzi, that's what the Magen Avraham said. Then we had the opinion, second opinion of Tosfos, which is Zecher Leman. We pointed out that won't explain the Gemara, where they brought the whole table out afterwards and didn't cover anything, right? Our custom nowadays, for some reason, developed the custom to cover the challahs. What's the reason? Zecher Leman. We mentioned the kasha of the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, said, what's the reason to cover Zecher Leman today? There was no man. Right? So either said the covering makes it as if it's not there, right? Or we said that no, since the nesa of the man on Friday was for the holiness of Shabbos, on Shabbos we remember the special nesa of the man that fell double. Okay? Then we mentioned, said according to that reason as well, Pashup Shad is, there's no reason to cover it, the Prima Gadim says explicitly, no reason to cover it during Hamotzi, it's at any point a little bit to cover is enough. We mentioned the Chai Adam who says something about after Hamotzi, that's one of the case when you didn't cover it during Kiddush. Okay. Then we had a third opinion, the opinion of the Yushalmi, not to embarrass the bread. What does that mean? You're not trying to embarrass the bread? Because really you should have made Hamotzi before the Agafen. I over here know we shouldn't have. We had to make our Kiddush first because you're not allowed to eat before the Kiddush. So that we said, but why didn't we make Kiddush on the bread? Oh, that's why it's a little bit of a boshes. that since Chazal told us to make a bracha on the wine and not on the bread, that's a level of boshes. We have a certain level of sensitivity, and therefore we cover the challah, and then we go ahead and make kiddush and take off the challah cover right after the kiddush. Everyone have a great week. Shkaya.